Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is January 30th, 2022. I hope you're well. I hope you had a nice weekend. This is going to be sort of a troubling episode of the podcast. Many people who have been following the website for some time now know of Master Dino, right? And Master Dino, of course, has been on the podcast, and he's made quite an impression on a segment of my audience, I know, because I hear from people about him quite a bit, so... Now, Master Dino had a really rough, early life, and he went to prison for a while, and he came out of prison, and he met a faggot named Jamie. Now, Jamie knew instantly that he wanted to serve Master Dino, who was a straight alpha, is a straight alpha. And Jamie threw himself, basically, at Master Dino wholeheartedly. And so impressed Master Dino with his devotion, you know, and skill and attention that he eventually married Jamie. It's very rare that that ever happens between an alpha and a faggot if the alpha's gay. You know, it's very rare, you know, let alone a straight alpha. But it happened, you know, and it's worked out. They've been together a very long time now, 17, 18 years, something like that. And so... they've had a lot of adventures during that time together. They've had a really an amazing relationship. It's been full of really crazy things, like adventures they've gone on together, and they've had a lot of crazy experiences together. They've had a lot of sex. I mean, they've had their lives together sexually. It's completely not comparable to anything else. They have a very passionate sex life. And so and Jamie has written on the website about the lust that they share for each other. And currently, you know, they're all living at Master Dino's house, Master Dino and Jamie's house. It's a compound, I guess we'll call it. Master Dino and Jamie, of course, and then Master Dino's sons from his previous relationships, Master Chad and Master Dean. Sorry, there's lots of names here. And then there's also Master Shane, who's a security guard at the compound. And then, you know, Master Dean is the youngest, and he's got a twin brother named Jimmy. And they're now 15 years old, okay? So they're all teenagers, these young alphas are, okay? So they're all kind of together, you know, with their faggots or their girlfriends or whatever, in this compound. They're very close. They're a very close family. It's not, you know, a traditional family situation by any stretch, but it works, and they love each other very, very much. Particularly because Dean, Master Dean, and Jimmy, the twins, just recently came to live with Master Dino after Master Dino rescued them from their terrible mother. And and Jimmy, in particular, who's a faggot, okay, the twin brother of Master Dino is a faggot. And I've talked about this on the website. And Jimmy has really become close to Jamie because Jamie is a faggot like he is. And Jimmy's really been trying to learn from his father's fag wife, okay? So I'm just kind of spelling out the dynamic here a little bit. Now, I haven't been writing about Master Dino and his family over the last several months, and some people have asked me why, and I just kind of have been cagey about it. I'm not going to go into it now on this podcast either. But I felt very protective of them because lots of people have made judgments and cast aspersions on them because they are not traditional. And I wanted to spare them from the kind of shit that I get all the time. You know, so... but I am going to break my silence about this because it's very important, okay? Jamie recently has been having back problems, and so Jamie went to the doctor, and they've discovered that Jamie has cancer again. This is Jamie's third go-round with cancer. Unfortunately, this time it spread to Jamie's liver. And the doctors think that Jamie probably has about a 35% chance of surviving. Now, this hit me very hard, obviously, because I almost died a couple years ago of cancer, as I've talked about. And, you know, I came within 2 months of dying, you know. So I've been there, you know, where Jamie's at now. And I found out a couple days ago, Jamie was kind of trying to decide if he wanted to keep going. I think he was thinking about suicide. In his words, he wanted to spare the family the trauma of dealing with somebody who's dying of cancer, because liver cancer is very, very hard to deal with. It's very, in its final stages, it's really unpleasant, especially when it's coupled with cancer of the spine, where it's in the bone, you know, that's very, very hard. And it's not going to be easy, you know. And I encourage Jamie to fight it. I know the urge to want to just snuff it out by suicide, okay? I do get it. There was even in my situation where I had this, at the time I had baby boy in Malaysia relying entirely on me, and I couldn't leave him alone, you know. If I didn't have a baby boy, I don't know what I would have done, you know. Because the thought did come into my mind about that, and I never had suicidal thoughts before. So for me to have that thought, you know, I know that where Jamie's at, I guess, is what I'm saying, you know. But I'm recording this podcast because Jamie informed me a little while ago that he is going to go forward with treatment and try to beat it. The family has pledged the support to him, you know, of course. And little Jimmy wrote me a letter, and he was asking my advice on how he can help his fag mom through this crisis, you know. And I don't know what to say, you know, to that. I gave Jimmy some advice, you know. There's a possibility that, you know, that Jimmy is going to have to watch Jamie die, you know. And that's really, really hard when you're, when you connected with somebody like they have connected, where you're a young faggot clinging on to this example, this amazing example of how to be a loving faggot, you know, a good faggot for a man. And you know, it's a tough lesson for anybody to have to learn, you know. I feel bad for any young person that loses you know, somebody important when they're young, you know. I mean, I never did. I never lost anybody really close to me at all, other than one friend from high school who ended up dying of AIDS a couple of years after high school. But he wasn't a role model necessarily. Something like this is very, very hard. Anybody who loses a parent at that age, it's very, very hard, you know. And I don't even know if it's the right thing to do to encourage Jamie to fight. That's just my nature, you know. But I am definitely somebody that believes in assisted suicide. I think it's merciful. You know, I thought what Dr. Kevorkian was doing years ago, that he was vilified for, and ultimately, you know, destroyed his life. I thought what he was doing was merciful. It was the definition of what doctors should do and be, you know, for end-stage patients. Unfortunately, you know, in America, it's illegal, basically, to get a doctor to help you commit suicide if you are in pain, you know, because Republicans would rather you stay alive and get shot by a gun, you know. They want to force you to stay alive in pain so you can get shot by an AR-15, you know. It makes no sense, but I encourage Jamie to keep fighting, because I just believe in life, and I believe in hope, and I believe in love. And in my own journey through cancer, you know, I had all those things kind of in my corner, you know. And I really, really had something to live for, you know, with baby boy. And so I pulled through that, you know, based on those things. But I know that Jamie's got stuff to live for. Jamie is married to, you know, one of the most powerful alpha personalities I've ever encountered. And he's a definition of an apex alpha personality, you know, bar none. And Jamie has a wonderful family of alphas and a little fag boy that looks up, thinks the world of Jamie. So there's lots to live for, you know. And I just don't believe in giving up. So I just wanted to let my readership know what was happening there, because they've become very special to me. They've a lot of times they've called me part of their family, you know, and I've felt that way, you know, and they defend me, you know, ruthlessly. And I've always appreciated what they've always been there for me. And I want to be there for them, you know, as much as I can be. I don't want to lose, you know, my fag brother, Jamie. I don't want to lose him, you know, so. It's just been really, really, really a privilege beyond compare that I got to get to know Jamie at all, and that Jamie shared so much of his heart with me, and that's rare, believe me, it's rare. I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've met a lot of fake people, a lot of worthless people, a lot of cruel and hateful people. And Jamie is not that at all. He's a genuine person and a really good person. And I am so grateful to get to know him. And I want to continue my friendship with him, you know. And I want him to be healthy again and happy. So this is just the beginning of the fight. He goes in tomorrow for treatments starting tomorrow, and this is just the beginning, you know. So I will try to keep you updated as much as I can, as far as they want me to. But I know that they listen to the podcast regularly, and so I just want to tell all of them that I love them all very much. Jamie, thank you for your open-hearted love and your incredible example, and thank you for sharing with me all of your experience and your joy. So, and I just want you to know that, you know, even if you don't make it through this, you've lived an amazing life and you have burned so much brighter than many other people. And you have lived a full, rich, incredible life that you should be proud of. And I hope you are proud, because I am proud of you. And I love you. So, anyway, my thoughts will be to the universe as they were when I was trying to recover I just looked to the universe to provide what needed to be provided at the right time, and I hope that for Jamie too. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you can send positive vibes their way as they fight what's going to be the toughest fight. So, all right. Well, that's it. Thank you. Bye.
Are we gonna make it? Is this gonna hurt? Try to sedate it, but that never works. Yeah. I start to imagine a world where we don't collide. It's making me sick, but we'll heal in the sun. If you tell me you're leaving, I'll make it easy. It'll be okay. If we can't stop the bleeding, we don't have to fix it. We don't have to stay. I will love you either way. I will love you either way.